WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on my radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can
I be on that radio
station? What you are witnessing is real. The participants are not actors. This is a real trial taking place in the courtroom of CB Radio. Live, in front of all of you people. Both parties are ready to present their cases and have their disputes settled. This is the impeachment trial of the Long Jobber. Long Jobber.
As everyone files in the court, welcome to the impeachment trial live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As a part of CB Radio Live. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button directly below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSocket49 Item Shop to help, you know, pay for all the legal bills that have to be, you know, used tonight. Hashtag Epic Partner. Because the brand new season of Fortnite starts in less than 12 hours. Here's all that out of the way. Apparently, I'm the judge for the evening, the producer, Sir Rockin'. In our courtroom, witnessing it all, is the ex-court soldier himself, Subway. Okay, cool. That works.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute. I was talking. My bad.
There you go. He's here for the proceedings.
I'm President, ex-Secretary of Space Defense.
We have here representing, I guess, the committee to impeach the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber is the intern, King Kittens.
I'm representing the House. I am representing the people. I am the people's representative. Apparently, the counsel for the impeached is not here, so it may be Subway who's defending him. We'll find out.
Or he can defend himself. It is, for now, the CB Radio President, El Presidente himself, the Lone Jobber.
Jobber! Did that all pick up?
Yeah, the jobber part picked up. That's about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, here we are.
Don't worry.
Here we are, the trial of Lone Jobber. Who knew it would come to this? A month ago, he was never here. And now, for the last month, when we've had shows, he's been here. Imagine that. Imagine that. But officially, we can say,
court is now in session.
An echo there, but cool.
Well, we'll go with it. It's a Discord soundboard, so we'll go with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can hear it, at least. That's all that matters.
Yes.
That's all that counts. So, we are now in session. The way these proceedings will go, the council representing the House, the people, and all the things, the intern, King Kittens, is going to read the articles of impeachment against the Lone Jobber. And then we'll have a Lone Jobber's response. We'll have some back and forth. We'll hear from you people. We'll see how this goes. And then we'll tell you how you can decide his fate. So I turn it over to you, counselor.
All right. As was stated, I am representing the people and the House in this. These were delivered to Lone Jobber earlier this afternoon, so he is aware of everything that is being presented. Whether or not he actually read it, we will find out. But these are the articles of impeachment against the Lone Jobber, Lone Jobber. Resolution number one, the first joint session of the CB Radio Legislature and Judicial Branches, year 16, December 2nd, 2023. Resolved that the Lone Jobber, president of the CB Radio Party, has been impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment are exhibited to the CB Radio Party at large for review and judgment. Article number one, dereliction of duties. On November 2nd, 2016, the people of CB Radio duly elected the Lone Jobber, to be the president of the CB Radio Party. Upon election, certain responsibilities and actions were expected as part of the fulfillment of his role as leader of the executive branch. These duties help ensure the viability and continued prosperity of both CB Radio and its people. The duties include, but are not limited to, number one, communicating with his electorate, including the production and dissemination of a one-minute presidential weekly address, whether in attendance or not. If not in attendance, the expectation was to have a representative appointed or to provide said address in another format for the betterment of CB Radio Party and the nation as a whole. Number two, keeping the electorate informed of the untimely passing of its members so as to have a well-informed electorate. This also helps ensure the greater public health of the electorate by notifying them of any trends taking place. This is part of his duties in overseeing... Oh, wait, I forgot to finish that part. He is in charge of essentially overseeing the Department of Health and Human Services. Number three, leading and being the executive power over legislative issues weekly of public benefit while helping to best determine the course of action or bestowing honorifics on behalf of the CB Radio Party. Number four, participating in not only the mental and emotional well-being of the electorate, but ensuring the physical viability of the masses by giving their opinions and judgments of the possible outcomes of the populace's athletic competitions. As of early November, the CB Radio House Ethics and Rules Committees conducted a joint investigation on behalf of the taxpayers, those who participate with Twitch subs and channel points for this channel, and found the following in regards to the infractions presented above. Number one, that in the span of over 1 year, 365 plus days, the president was derelict in both their attendance and participation in their executive role at both the public gatherings and in their cabinet meetings with appointed personnel. Number two, that the president failed to uphold the standard of communication with their electorate in producing the weekly address, thus failing to keep a well-informed constituency. This has led to the fathers leaving for milk and never returning home, or them needing to cross over, quote, 8 lanes of motherfucking highway in order to, quote, get some cigs, and then not being heard from again for at least a while. Number three, within the same time frame, 365 plus days, the president has been absent and lax in their duties of notifying the public about the loss within their ranks, showing no compassion or recognition for their whereabouts of said individuals that would commence in a monthly manner while performing their solemn duties regularly. Number four, while during his absence, the CB Radio Party has had to appoint a legislator pro tempore in order to see the execution of the legislative duties on a weekly manner and allowing for the party to continue to operate and legislate in his absence, including the awardings of honorifics to the appropriately assigned parties. This committee finds that the president should have been able to engage in these duties or should have appointed a replacement and communicated that to the appropriate parties, but rather was derelict in their duties and allowed this to go on unattended. Number five, the committee finds that the president not only lacked the facilities in making the appropriate picks for both themselves and their chosen proxy, aka herein named the coin, but also left the public with questions about their overall sanity and decision-making ability when they routinely support and endorse a team of questionable character known as the San Jose Sharks. Article number two, lying under oath. The people further wish to charge the president of the CB Radio Party, the lone jobber, with lying under oath to the public in regards to their actions and duties. This charge has been brought forth for the following reasons. Number one, the promise of planning and executing the holiday festivities for the CB Radio Party in accordance with their bylaws and serving in commander-in-chief of not only the CB Radio Party, but administrator of the populist morale during these trying times. Number two, ensuring that the populace is informed and entertained by maintaining the communications and media outlets with their electorate, that being the K-Job Radio and Lone Jobber Twitter/Facebook accounts. Number three, as part of the role of president of CB Radio, and through extension, CB Radio Not So Live, the president is responsible for being aware and informed of current events and reporting back to the public about said events to keep them informed and abreast of the events of the day. As of early November, the House Oversight and Ways and Means Committee conducted a joint investigation on behalf of the taxpayers and found the following. On a number of occasions, the lone jobber, agreed to and confirmed that they would engage in a set of holiday activities for the betterment of the public and help raise morale of the populace, and yet for multiple years, this promise has gone unfulfilled. The official presidential Twitter account, which is the official media platform for the office, had sporadic, at best, presentations of said promise holiday festivities, often at times going silent for days, leading them to have to catch up by trying to combine days within the broadcast. Furthermore, the president failed in his own diversity and inclusion promises by failing to represent other cultures and traditions in said celebrations. This has led to questions about the president's character in fulfilling not just the role, but his job entirely. Number two, the committee also found that the president has contributed to an environment through... Oh, no, I'm sorry. The committee... Oh.
One other part.
I forgot. The committee attempted to gain comment and official response from the president's press secretary, one part-time playa Big Daddy Ace, but those requests went unfulfilled due to the secretary's prior engagements with yet another musical endeavor. Number two, the committee also found that the president has contributed to an environment through their own actions that has left the electorate in a manner unfit. The president himself has willingly and knowingly admitted to cabinet members that they have not been keeping informed on the elite issues of the current day in several areas important to the fulfillment of their roles and responsibilities, and are, quote, a month and a half behind in doing so. Such actions have led the party and legislative branch to assign a special appointee being named for fulfillment of said responsibilities. Number three, abuse of power and interference of an election. The people further wish to charge the president of the CB Radio Party, the Lone Jobber, with the abuse of power and interfering with an election. This charge has been brought forth for the following reasons. Within their role of president of the CB Radio Party, the president is responsible for conducting and certifying an election of a party leader as set forth in the bylaws. This election is to be held every 4 years or as close as they can get to it. This election should take place in accordance with the values and ideals of CB Radio and determined by the vote of the public. As of early November, the House Judiciary Committee, in collaboration with the Elections Commission, conducted a joint investigation on behalf of the taxpayers and found the following. That the president, the lone jobber, engaged in behavior that's not only circumvented but outright ignored the bylaws in conducting timely elections. Jobber's handpicked representative in charge of conducting said elections, Teddy Teal, has not only been derelict in their duties, but has gone suspiciously missing. This election official, through their absence and before that, their inability to fulfill the job, has left the party in a state of anarchy and moved this fine democracy, a symbol of hope for the masses, towards a dictatorship or possible empire, seeking to stifle opposition and breed disunity amongst the masses. This community reserves the right to file additional charges on the matter of the disappearance at a later time. Herein, these charges are brought forth against the president, the lone jobber, and in accordance with the constitution of CB Radio, an impeachment trial shall commence until the rule and oversight, or under the rules and oversight of the chief justice and producer. These charges serve as a formal complaint, and the state seeks a vote of no confidence against the president. In further accordance with the constitution, the accused will have an opportunity to present or to both defend themselves in open court, as well as the right to counsel in the form of their own vice president, one godfather of extreme, Robert J. Parks, Esquire. These articles have been submitted to review to the Chief Justice on this date, December 2nd, 2023, with the appropriate signatures herein. These charges are to be filed and stored within the library of EWA Zone for archiving in accordance with federal law. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or use of pictures or accounts of this trial without the express written consent of CB Radio or the Wild Talk Radio Network is strictly prohibited. I submit these articles for review to you, sir.
Okay, so we heard that. Now we go and call on the council. Mr. Rob Parks, are you there? Apparently not. So here to defend himself. Here to defend himself in this court would be one Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber, how? Oh wait. Wait, look who's running in with his court documents right now. Here to represent.
I object.
He's here. He was called upon. He made it. The Godfather Extreme Rob Parks is here.
Can I already ask for a mistrial?
Not yet. No, no, no.
He was kicking his own ass in the bathroom.
Yes. Order in the court.
Okay. So, I assume, as counsel for the Lone Jobber, you were able to read over the charges against your client?
Of course. I mean, what do you take me for? Some kind of half-rate shark that chases ambulances all day?
Well, I mean, anyway. So, first, you give us your statement on regards to these charges held against your client.
I object.
On what ground?
Hearsay.
Hearsay. Don't know that quite works for this situation. Any other statements?
I think these claims are preposterous. And
Well, everything that's been claimed is fact. I think you should have been here on time.
Order in the court.
When you're called upon, sub, we'll get to you.
Who is that guy? Bailiff, can we have him removed?
Well,
did he take the oath yet?
I think so. Anywho, any other opening remarks for your client before we turn it over to your client?
If there's just one thing I will prove in this courtroom at the end of this trial, it's that this whole thing is ludicrous.
My toes.
Order in the court.
Now we turn it over to the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber for his opening statement and rebuttal to the charges levied against him. Jobber, the floor is yours.
What I find interesting, and this is coming just from a small town lawyer. What I find interesting myself is that what was read to us was not the same document that I was sent earlier today. Because there are things I was looking for, and I was like, okay. So I know that I can't really be sure that he's actually presenting the case he thinks he's presenting. Anyhow, the majority of this year was ludicrous, like my counsel said. And it will be easily explained and deflected away. I did not do it. I am not a crook. Yay, Lone Jobber.
So that's all you got?
That's his entire defense? Okay.
The documents that were sent to me earlier this morning, which really doesn't give a lot of time to prepare, was not the same documents that I was just accused of. So how am I supposed to be able to defend myself and get charges that were not the charges I was told about? I demand mistrial.
You demand.
I have a question for our accused here.
Go ahead.
What time did you get said document in the morning?
I believe it got sent to me around 2 p.m. I want to say
that's the morning.
I could double check my
irrelevant.
That is number one. That is the morning, and number two.
Let's be honest. I'm up at 3 o'clock. So yeah, that is the morning.
Let before the record say 2 p.m. Pacific time is not the morning. Go on.
What was it?
2 p.m. Pacific is not p.m. is not the morning. Just going to put that on record. That is the afternoon.
See, we're already getting into issues of credibility here. We're already establishing issues of credibility.
Anyway, continue.
2 p.m.
on.
Is the morning to some people.
To some people, but officially, it is not. Morning does not happen when you wake up. Or even well up, according to the jury.
Even worse, it was sent to me at 2:38 this afternoon, giving me even less than a morning would have given me. What was your question about that, counsel?
Before the counsel replies,
I object.
You've received the documents once they were given to the court. So you got as much time to prepare as did the court. Continue.
And technically as long as...
And yet, those were documents that were... However, my objection is the documents that was read to us was not the same document that was read, that was sent to me. For there were things I was looking for that I knew of that were not in what was read. So...
Exactly. Give us examples.
What is an example of something
There were examples listed inside the document that I was sent that is not read out.
Like what?
Which I was... let's see here. There was brought up explicitly the phrase about the greater than great debate.
Yes. What about it?
Counsel may have insinuated about the true record, thereby he's not telling the true story.
I mean, he did read it out. The word he may have not said the word greater than great debate, but they are in the documents.
There were other segments as well.
Like what?
And if he's reading into something into official records, you know, what should be.
Counselor, how do you reply?
I was reading the overarching description of what the thing was. What was in the parentheses was just so you knew which one it was. I was speaking legalese, for God's sakes.
Not enough for me. It was not the document that was provided to counsel and myself.
Actually?
Ergo, this is a sham.
Quiet down. The document was the one you received. It is the one in the official records. Your objection is denied. Continue.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You're welcome. So would you like us to go over the charges one more time and you can, you know, rebut them all?
Oh, no. I heard the lies that you called about me. Clear as day.
What were these lies? Please tell.
I believe this is supposed to be opening remarks, is it not?
We've kind of moved past the opening remarks.
We're into your defense, for God's sake, man.
If I have an individual complaint, I would be able to comment off of that.
Okay, counselor, please go over the charges by one.
Okay, we'll start off with the first article, dereliction of duties. The first part of that was, one, he was responsible for communicating with the electorate, including the production and dissemination of a one-minute presidential address, whether in attendance or not. If not in attendance, the expectation was to have a representative appointed or to provide said address in another format for the betterment of the CB radio party and nation as a whole, i.e. the presidential minute. There.
Perfect. I already did that. I did that years ago.
But you have failed in the last 365 days.
No. I provided a representative to speak on the minutes years ago in my absence. If they didn't do that, that is on them, and I should be informed about this and make a new selection to be able to help that person.
I would like to ask the president, what written record do they have of said replacement? And was that provided to the court for official keeping?
That was never asked to me because this is the first time I'm hearing about this. I will say that we have an audio recording of the representative being told that they were to follow through with that.
So you're saying this is the first time you've heard of something, but yet you've said that someone's supposed to do it. Which is it?
Come again? I need you to clarify that, because honestly, that sounded like a little bit gibberish to me. This is the first time that accusation has been brought to my attention, which it should have been, that my representative was not fulfilling his duties as my representative.
Who, may I ask, was your representative?
Well, of course, if this is the presidential minute, the next person who should be doing this was night of the election was the Vice President, Robert J. Parks, Esquire.
So you're saying your counsel failed you?
Yes.
I object.
Not as my counsel, but as my representative.
Yes, counselor.
I object. I have no recollection of any of that. And, if it pleases the court, I will sustain.
Okay. It does. Thank you. Okay. Next charge.
Now, Jobber says he does have audio recording of this. When will that be provided to the court as evidence? Because this is the first time
the documents were delivered to me at 2:38 in the afternoon just before I had to leave for work. This wonderful place that I am streaming from currently.
Okay, so we've taken that and we've heard that argument. Next charge.
All right. So the second charge, keeping the electorate informed of the untimely passing of its members so as to have a well-informed electorate. This also helps ensure the greater public health of the electorate by notifying them of any trends taking place. This is part of his duties in overseeing the Department of Public Health. I forgot the name of the department in this. I am sorry. But essentially, this is the blame Rob's that he is responsible for reading.
Counselor, how do you respond?
I also want to say anything on my behalf before us.
Counselor?
Me.
That would be you, Counselor. Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I object.
You object, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, got it. Put that on record. He objects. Continue.
Was that me, sure? Oh, Jobber, yeah.
Yeah, Jobber. You continue. You've heard your counselor speak on it. What do you have to say?
Yeah, I'm really curious about what my counselor was objecting to exactly.
Yeah, it sounded like he objected to what you had to say in defense.
So I have to now, because my counselor is still a bit derelict in speech, I have to defend myself on the matters of the blame robs, yes?
Yeah, on the reading of the blame robs, yes.
Okay.
They are prepared. They are prepared for you by someone else. And yet,
and when was the last time exactly? I have not been sent a blame rob since the Skype era.
You know what? If we
a list of blame robs, I would have indeed done that
every week.
However, it wasn't even every week. You have to remember that it was like every once in 6 weeks from what it was.
Okay.
So I do not feel like I am. To fault at this, as the documents were never provided for me to then act upon.
On my beat, So
you're saying it's rock and
heck. Also, though, in
the defense of the person who's not paying me, there has been kind of a shortage on the blame robs here of lately being brought to the public's eye.
Counselors, any further questions about this matter?
No, under those grounds, the defense rests, Your Honor.
Okay.
Whoa. Don't rest. Just moving on from this subject.
Counselor Interior, all right. Next charge.
All right, item number 3. Responsible for leading and being the executive power over legislating issues weekly of public benefit while helping to best determine the course of action or bestowing honorifics on behalf of the CB Radio Party, i.e. leading the Greater Than Great Debate weekly.
Councilor Parks, your response?
Mic drop.
Well, you see...
Do you want me to take this one over?
I believe my client can explain it better.
Okay.
Oh, all right. There is a misconception here in this idea that I, as president, led the Greater Than Great Debate. That idea could be no further from the truth. The Greater Than Great Debate, even if you look at its name, was a Lone Jobber production. Or if you remember the Greater Than Great Debate, its entire aspect, when it first came in to... Oh, shit. It's up on the phone. It's so good. When it first came into fruition, it was me being a petty jackass. It had nothing to do with the presidency, but me. Case in point, if you look at the very name, Greater Than Great Debate, what are we referencing in that? What we are in fact referencing is that rough time where the debate began on WTR Sunday nights. They had their great debate. And me, being a petty asshole, looked at what they were doing. They took, 9 months to do a 64 bracket situation, and me, in one night, would lead 128 bracket, thus making it greater than Tim Stein's Great Debate. So, I say to you, the Greater Than Great Debate is not, in fact, a presidential segment, yet it is a lone jobber segment that I have thusly given to the rest of you in my absence. There is a reason why the Greater Than Great Debate is the way it is. It's because I would get home late, and that would be my big segment of the night after everybody else was allowed to say their piece. So I would say, no, the Greater Than Great Debate is not that. It is more akin to the school in session, Haynes Corner, whatever that is. I don't care about that segment. There's not enough me talking during it, after all, and not an actual presidential minute-style thing.
Just to put it on the record, the segment he is referring to is the Intern's Corner.
Whatever. I like the old interns better.
341875, who will relay information to you.
Yes, they were awesome.
Counselor, how do you reply?
What I'm referring to is not necessarily the creation of the debate, but he is responsible for leading the discussion of it and helping with the operation of it on the show. As the counselor pointed out, this is done very late in the show to accommodate his schedule so that he could read it, and yet he could not even fulfill that responsibility.
Negative. It was my responsibility when the written and would not be at all feasible for me to be able to participate in the event. It is understood that it was given to the channel as a way to market each week as something fresh and new, so our great graphics department can put out something awesome every week and be themed accordingly. Now, I will say it is unfortunate I haven't been able to lead a debate. However, I will also point to the fact that while council would be ready to do such a thing, not only did my schedule lengthen in time, the show began earlier, thereby being unable to be on the show for that aspect, for it ends before I'm even off out of the place.
Counselor, any other further questions regarding this matter?
I have nothing at this time, Your Honor.
Next charge.
The next charge. Participating in not only the mental and emotional well-being of the electorate, but ensuring the physical viability to the masses by giving their opinion, judgments, and judgments of the possible outcomes of the populace's athletic competitions, a.k.a. his weekly engagement with the expert NFL picks, Subway and Rob, and sometimes Jobbers, expert NFL picks.
Counselor Parks.
Well, you see, the name is right then and there. We all know that my client is a master of what he does for his job. And he has no time for that foosball. As we all know, foosball is for the devil.
Masturbator?
And so then there, it is only sometime on his job. So with these whole shenanigans, can't we just call a recess and go play on the monkey bars?
No.
Well, I got nothing.
Counselor Jummer, you're up.
I mean, Counselor Kittens brought this up perfectly, and sometimes Lone Job. My participation in the NFL picks has always been an iffy thing at best. In fact, I would point Counselor Kittens over to the fact that my name no longer appears in the intro of that segment. So it is safe to say that I don't give a shit about the football thing. I haven't even picked for years and years and years, longer than this investigation. So,
Counselor Kittens?
But, again.
How do you respond?
I have one easy response to that. You could simply give your picks to Rock to input within the system, or you could enter them yourself via ESPN, as others of us do. Not doing so is still a dereliction of duty.
Rebuttal. I do that, actually. I do put my picks up when I remember. However, let's be honest, football, not really the greatest sport in the world. Far down there. And there hasn't been a perk. And if I could ask, if I could bring a witness, I was told I could ask one Rock and Sock to input my picks. How's that going for everybody else currently?
One. As the Rock and Sock 52. One. The current segment is on hold, but when he's regarding these charges, the segment was intact. Two. He was never told to put into the picks with me, so that charge. Non-existent. So that is false information.
Also, I could not have in the official picks because it's under my account, and you would have to log in under my name, so that doesn't work.
That doesn't work either. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah. So that avenue is faulty.
So let's move on to Article 2 then. Lying under oath.
Hold on. Before we do that, as the judge and also the producer. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gamer Sports Channel by clicking the purple rectangle bottom of the screen. You'll get an ad-free experience of this court proceeding, the 16th year episode of CB Real Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can also use credit card Rocket Stock at the Fortnite app shop, # Epic Partner.
Order in the court!
And we continue on.
Okay.
I'll have a cheese sandwich.
So now, Jobber wants Article 2, lying under oath, first part of this charge, promising to and planning executing the holiday festivities of the CB Radio Party in accordance with their bylaws and serving as commander-in-chief of not only the CB Radio Party, but administrator of populist morale during these trying times.
Counselor Parks, how do you respond?
What was the question?
Moving on, Counselor Jobber, how do you respond?
Doing great, Rob. Doing great.
Put this in the bag.
So as everybody should be well aware, the holiday specials, as presented by K-Job, are not, in that phrase, a CB Radio exclusive. However, because as I said, they are a K-Job thing. It has always been marketed by myself as a K-Job thing. since 2006. I bring up how long it has been around for. God damn. Simply because it established precedent that we operate using the holiday metric under a Booker's guide of trend subject to change. We understand that everybody would love more holiday specials, and we try at times to be able to do that. However, we also understand I'm just human, and things happen. My ADHD really hates me sometimes. That's actually a big part of this. So I would say that the holiday segment... You're going to interrupt me.
Now, Mr. Jobber, will you please remind the court, what was your presidential slogan when you ran for office?
I believe it was either make holidays great again or make video games great again. Well, could you remind me which one of that was, actually?
Holidays. It was making holidays great
holidays, again. Because we also did video games.
That was one of the other platforms.
Yes, what was that, Rock? I didn't hear you.
That was one of the other ones you made. Video games and holidays. Both were campaign promises you made.
Yes. And I think if you look, we have made some holidays great again. That said, we haven't done as much as we would like. Unfortunately, time dictates that. It sucks. It happens. You know, things happen.
Jobbers,
unfortunately, go ahead.
Did you or did you not say that you would engage in a 30 days of Christmas or holidays?
Honestly, I don't remember that one.
I will.
Was it 30 days of holidays?
I will direct you to the Teddy Teal Twitter.
Was it 30 days of holidays? Which, give me, explain what we're talking about. Catch me up. Again, you're the one with a computer. I am the one with Nazis in my hand.
Counselor, please tell us the evidence.
I will need to find said tweet. Give me a minute.
I mean, and I will say, unfortunately, we are against the wall. As we learned very recently for our Halloween special, apparently my old witchy ex-girlfriend apparently cursed Rock's computer. That's why we didn't get a Halloween spectacular this year.
Okay.
Sorry, Rock.
For the court, I'm entering into evidence the following tweets from November 5th. 2021 at Real Teddy Teal, who is a representative of yours, am I correct?
That is, I want to know, yes.
Okay, at Lone Jobber, so you were tagged in this tweet, therefore made aware of it. Hashtag celebrate holidays.
Yes,
it is a listing of October 31st, November 15th, November 26th and 27th, Christmas, November 28th through December 6th, Hanukkah, December 7th through the 22nd, Christmas, the 23rd, Festivus, 24th and 25th, Christmas again, 26th, Boxing Day, Kwanzaa, listed as the 26th through January 1st, New Year's Eve on December 31st, Hangover Rest on January 1. So there is a listing of the holidays you were supposed to represent that year. How many videos did you do?
I am unaware, Counselor. Could you tell me?
Let me look up the official Twitter of El Presidente.
Alone Jobber for the court, because that broke up. Continue on.
Well, this shouldn't take long, because there's not a lot of tweets from at Lone Jobber. So...
Yeah, I don't use Twitter anymore.
Hence what I talked about in terms of dereliction of using his accounts to communicate with the populace. Okay, so we're going into the 21st. Or I'm sorry, 2001. Nothing for Halloween. Your first tweet was November 25th, 2021, for Thanksgiving. K-Job in the kitchen, and it's just a picture of some turkeys.
Yeah.
You then posted on November 29th.
Was it?
Hang on. So this is November 25th, 2021, and so it begins. The next one is November 29th, 2021. Technically, it is still the first day of Hanukkah, so let's do a quick to catch up. But the video is no longer visible.
Ah, that sucks.
You also have, continuing with the traditions of celebrating Hanukkah, technically still on its day, it's day two, Holidays with the Real Teddy Teal. Video still missing. It then jumps to December 18th. It then jumps December 18th. So you miss all the rest of Hanukkah and get into Christmas with good old Jobber Claus sending a Christmas greeting to the CB Radio Live crew. That is the last holiday thing for 2021.
Yes.
So three videos out of a listing which included Halloween.
Which year was this again? Remind me that real quick.
2021.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't going to happen on Halloween. Kind of fucked that one up. Yeah, yeah. Halloween, 2021, I was at my girlfriend's place. So, okay. That, yeah, apparently Teddy needed to update that. That wasn't going to happen.
Apparently, though, he can celebrate President's Day with the following tweet. Happy President's Day to me. Happy President's Day to me. Happy President's Day, dear jobber. Happy President's Day to me with a Capcom GIF. So
you are saying
that you can celebrate holidays only when it is a benefit to you and not your populace.
I celebrate what my populace wants me to celebrate. There wasn't the interactions on the previous videos wasn't beneficial, so I give the people what they want. But that does remind me, tune in next Thursday. It's Hanukkah again. Yeah.
Tune in for your one Hanukkah video of the year.
Have things planned. Again, now I don't have a girlfriend that I have to see every day. So. Now I'm
moving on to the next charge.
Okay, the next part of this charge, the Daryl are lying under oath. Ensuring the populace is informed and entertained by maintaining communication and media outlets with or of their electorate. So the K-Job Radio and Lone Jobber Twitter accounts. You yourself have just said you have given up the Twitter. So how do you communicate with your populace?
No, I don't use Twitter that much. I have since moved over to Blue Sky, and I believe I have a... What was that? Mastodon? Was that the other one that came out about then? I have those accounts for people to clearly get a hold of me. However, I do talk to people in their replies, so maybe that's not showing up in your research of my tweets. Again, people such as Team Chat want to chat with me. So, I don't know what you're saying about that. You constantly check my Twitter to see if there's any mentions, anything that I need to respond to when my people want to respond to me. In fact, I would go so far as to say that I have been more than accommodating, considering when I returned to the airwaves, when the FU line and I can't remember what the other one was called at the time was introduced, I did say anything that was posted onto that Discord, which we lovely teaches, I will send a response to it. At press time, I have not yet seen any comments that I need to respond to. So I will say, you need to do more research. I still respond to people at Team Chat and anybody else if he contacts me.
Now, what has happened to your press secretary?
Oh, Ace?
Yes.
He is very much in a band right now. So that responsibilities have been moved over to my original press secretary, Teddy Teal.
Oh, we'll get into Mr. Teal
everybody
here.
Everybody knows that if you need to contact me, you can contact me either directly or...
Mr. Teal is
not real Teddy Teal.
He's not on the stand today.
Because we don't know where Mr. Teal is.
He's searching for Ace, apparently. Wait.
Lone Jobber's run has been like Big Daddy Ace's fucking music career. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing has come of it.
Order in the court.
Calm it down over there. Next charge.
It's outrageous.
The next charge. So lying to the populace, as part of the role of president of CB Radio, and through extension, CB Radio Not So Live, the president is responsible for being aware and informed of current events and reporting back to the public about said events to keep them informed and abreast of the events of the day.
Thank you.
Councillor Parks?
Could you repeat that for me?
By being president of CB Radio, and through extension, CB Radio Not So Live, the president is responsible for being aware and informed of the current events and reporting back to the public about said events to keep them informed and abreast of the events of the day.
Your Honor, now, address the court and say, there's a perfectly good explanation for this.
What's that?
The president only informs his people.
Nope.
Let's rub that nickel.
That seems like you have to represent yourself, Councillor Jumper.
I am not perfectly sure what this accusation is. I do keep in touch with my constituents and some of the issues of the day. I'm not really sure what you're asking here, sir.
Your Honor, may I clarify this for the accused?
Yes, you may.
Very much.
This is in relation to CB Radio Not So Live, which is covering the events of One All Elite Wrestling and staying abreast of all of the situations and shows that they put on.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to did you not, in a conversation between us, fully admit that you are a full month and a half behind on the product? And
I will admit, as such,
have also not participated in the past three drafts on this show or on CB Radio Not So Lives for about a year now.
All right, let me take these one by one. I will address the drafts first, because that's one of the more recent ones you said. I would say that my not being there has made my team succeed better without me. Also, I didn't have at the time a way to properly communicate with the draft committee my selections. So you're welcome for not bringing the team down.
I think that team has won in spite of you.
That's what I'm saying. I would have brought the team down. I gave it to you knowing that your picks would be great. Also, I was working on something and got a little bit behind. Because we would have gotten great picks because I did something that Tony Khan said he was actually going to do and really sportsified it. And, you know, everybody had proper rankings. With most rankings, I'm talking ELO rankings, straight up chess style. But things happen. Okay, so going back, we will discuss. I will readily admit, I am, you know the thing, a month and a half back. The next episode of All Elite Wrestling that I have to watch is October 14th. Let me make sure that that's the correct date. I believe it is. I believe it's a Tuesday. It was one of the weird Tuesday ones. I watched episode 14, October 14th. So I'm on October 17th, then it should be, or the 10th. It is the episode where Edge was going to take on Luchasaurus. As everybody very well knows, earlier in the year, my mother fell, broke her leg, and I became the primary caregiver, making sure that she would be able to, you know, get around. That really screwed up everything to the point where at one point, we were watching two episodes a night to try to catch up until we got burned out about a week before we were at. And since then, we've slumped off. And currently, we have just finished the TV show Grimm. Great show. If anybody has any suggestions on what I should watch now that Grimm's over, kind of give me a nice,
order in the court.
So I want, if you can send me suggestions at, whatever, now that we have finished.
Your Honor.
I'm getting back to it.
Your Honor.
You're tangenting. Hold on. You're tangenting. Get back on track.
I was getting back to it. Now that show is over and we are done with watching five or six seasons of the show, now that we will be able to push greatly onto that. As for the Not So Live episodes, again, work really got in my way, and I hear you guys got a temporary replacement that works well.
So, we're gonna speed this up a little bit. So you're okay with a Canadian taking over your position?
I would say I'm okay with it, but I accept the realities of the situation as presented to me.
Because we know your stance on Canadians. Anyway, continue on. Let's go through the charges a little bit quicker.
Okay, sorry. Well, there here in the last charge of this is abuse of power and interference with an election. Within the role as president of the CB Radio Party, the president is responsible for conducting and certifying an election of a party leaders as set forth in the bylaws. This election is to be held every 4 years or as close as they can get to it. This election should take place in accordance with the values and ideals of CB Radio and determined by a vote of the public.
Your response, counselors. Councilor Parks? Apparently nothing from Councilor Parks. Councilor Jobber.
All right. This is what I liked by Reddit because wrong answer. W-O-R-N-G, wrong. The elections was not, as you said, every 4 years or thereabouts. Sock and sock of 50-30. We, when asked, came in an unfortunate fourth place of the elections of when it was going to be. If it was going to be 4 years. Rock gave a nondescript answer of sometime. Sometime has not happened. In fact, from what I hear, my 8-year term is just about up as we will be having an election coming up this next year. Unfortunately, because it is an 8-year long term, I won't be able to run again. So, sucks for me. So, that's the thing. You said it was a 4-year term. It was not. It was never intended to be a 4-year term. The original election committee, again, Sir Rock and Sock, 5230, stated as such on election night.
I would like to interject. We never discussed the length, if you can run again, because you can
run again. I'm not going to run again.
You can run again, yes.
One term's fine.
No. That, I'm just putting that in the record.
So that's the thing. I'm readily putting that out there. I'm not running again. So.
And also, we've not set a date for the next election. Just putting that out there. Anyhow.
Let's be honest, Rocky. It's election time.
We'll see what the content we need. But first, you have to make it survive until then.
Yeah, exactly.
Survive.
First, you need to try and make it through this.
This is the situation that you're in. All right, next charge.
That is it. Those were the charges.
Those are all your charges. Any other questions or concerns you would like to pose, Councilor? Councilor Intern.
I believe that we have made our case to the people. We have shown how Jobber, aside from this past month, has been derelict in the duties for over 1 year. Has not fulfilled the duties as set forth as president. I think we have made our case sound. He has only had circumstantial evidence to prove that he did not provide any kind of audio textual support to help support things that he said. I therefore rest my case for the people.
You have rested your case. Before we get to the other side of the argument, if there's anyone out there listening in the jury that has questions or concerns, you can reach us on the FU line tonight if you would like to ask a question. Or you could state your question in chat and we will ask the question on air. Closing arguments from Councilor Parks.
I call my first witness, a ex-Corps soldier.
Go right ahead.
Your Honor, he did not state that he was going to call witnesses for this. I did not have time to prepare for Mr. Subway.
You don't need to.
I will allow the witness to be heard. Go ahead. Ask the questions.
I mean...
No, sir.
You know?
Sir, no. Let him ask you a question. You have to answer a question. Go ahead, Councilor Parks.
I just want to know what the answer to one question.
What's that? I don't understand what that has to do with anything regarding the proceedings, so...
May I cross-examine, Your Honor?
No, you may not. Not right this moment. You'll be striking that from the official records. Anyway, now you can cross-examine. Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Subway, in all the times that you have known the lone jobber, have you found him to be a trustworthy and dutiful person, or would you describe his performance as lackluster?
I mean, he's a beautiful person, and at one time he was trustworthy. He started out good, his heart was in it, but he dropped the ball. Like Ace's career, like I said before, it's talk, it's hypothetical. All it took was just a little bit of effort, just a phone call away. But he was too worried about his fabricating machine and making dildos and inappropriate things in the office. That's why I quit. But he has dropped the proverbial ball, and that's I agree with everything. Like he said stuff, blah 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 blah. The proof is in the pudding.
Your Honor, I
object to the death of the witness.
On what grounds?
Badgering of the witness.
Badgering of the witness.
Yes.
Denied.
Your Honor, I have one more question to ask this witness.
Go ahead.
Mr. Subway, how do you spell bananas?
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
We would like to strike that from the record because that has nothing to do with what was being said in this trial.
Objection has everything to do with the record.
So we have questions from the jury before we give Lone Jabber's final statements and the Counselor Parks. Lone Jabber, how does it feel to be railroaded?
So here's the thing. Back a ways, my ex always wanted to do a threesome, but she always kind of wanted to do it with guys. We could find another girl. So this is kind of how I figured that was going to go, being railroaded. I don't appreciate the fact that at such a late hour this was given to me. As the sun set on my local area, these papers were handed to me, so I really haven't had a chance to do it. So clearly you can see how much of a kangaroo court this is. It is absolutely a railroad.
Hold on. You earlier today said it was the morning when you received them. Now you said...
Yes, the morning for me.
Now, you're
as I woke up.
Your Honor, he also has said that the sun was setting. At what point does the sun set in the Pacific Northwest at 2:30?
I mean, it was done by 5, so it is winter, dog. It was pretty dark.
I would like the record to reflect that he is using falsehoods and lies, and he's questioning his credibility with such statements.
Your point is heard.
Thank you, sir.
Now, to the intern, what's in it for you to bring up these charges?
What's in it for me is called hashtag no days off. I am not looking for any form of personal benefit. I do not want to have the role of this. I am simply doing this as a public service and to show people that if you are elected for this position, there are expectations for you to follow. I am doing the public's work.
Any further questions from the jury? We'll give them a moment.
Could I respond to that, please?
Go right ahead.
As you respond to that, counsel said hashtag no days off. However, me, someone who only just recently was allowed to come back using modern technology, was here on the show on a week where you, sir, were not. You had a night off that night. You can say, oh, you had a work or you had a school-based thing, but as I look around, I am in a kitchen right now creating a grizzly burger fries to go. I mean, for my fifth grade on the fries. So being at work shouldn't stop a person if you really cared about being hashtag no days off.
I would like to rebut this. If you're speaking about the time in November in which I was not on the show, 2 points. Number one, I was not allowed to be on a phone in my predicament because I was on top of a building, which is therefore a safety issue. Number two, I made aware the appropriate individuals and volunteered to do my usual role for them in advance. They said that they would take care of it. If I need to, I will call said person, Mr. Rockinsock, to testify on my behalf.
No, we're not going. I'm not putting myself on standby. I will say he's arguing about the no days off, but you took a day off. So
I did take one day off. But how many shows have I been at as opposed to him missing an entire year without notification?
But if your qualification is your hashtag no days off and you've taken a day off, then you're technically not no days off. Correct?
I will acquiesce. I missed one day.
So it's hashtag no days off except for one day? That's a long...
I would also like to say I am not the one on trial here. I am not the one who was elected to...
You've been making accusations falsely. I'm trying to show a pattern of falsehood that you are bringing to the table. You said there's no days off. You said an election every 4 years. You said that the various things were my responsibility as the president, which they actually were not. They were segments that were designed by me for me to be interactive to the community when I could do such things. So I'm just pointing out how untrustworthy your words are and how much you're bringing falsehoods to this trial, sir.
I will allow all that, those statements. Now, Mr. Parks, your official final statement on this matter.
Okay.
We just did get a mistrial here due to the claims of lunacy and ludicrousness.
You've been heard. All right, Counselor Jabber, your final comments on this matter.
I would clearly point to, while counsel would like to point out that I've missed quite a long time, I will also point out that it was until recently, very, very recently, that we had a proper way for me to communicate with you, the masses, in real time through Saturday night's CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com. The moment that it came up that alternate means of communication were established, I then took it upon myself to work with the technical engineers of this radio station, Sir Rock and Sock, to make sure that my voice would be able to be heard without any interruptions of the hood fans. I bring that up because in the past, we have tried to do this only for the fans to overshadow myself. It would just been a constant hum of industrial fans. So the fact is, from the moment I was allowed to come back on the show, and I'm not saying that things were negative beforehand, but as soon as I was allowed to come back on the show, I have made every effort to do it, up to and including, just to remind you, sacrificing my job, where I have been here for nearly half of my life now. In 4 years, I will have worked here for half my life. And I am risking this job for you, because that is how much I care. So I'm just saying, as soon as the opportunity arose, I was able to do this. The council did mention Mr. Teal. Apparently, we're going to be skipping that section, at least for now. I don't know if you wanted to get back into that at a later date. However, we did check Mr. Teal's records during the procedure, and he was never once contacted. So everybody knows how to get a hold of Mr. Teal, who, and everyone knows, Mr. Teal will contact me directly. We have a very close relationship like that. And he has never once been contacted by anybody from the network for a very long time.
Is that your final statement?
No impeachment. No impeachment. This was all a farce.
All a farce. Okay. So one more question that came from the jury. This is from your replacement on CBRO Not So Live.
Yes.
If you are found not guilty, can I still participate in Not So Live?
The next pay-per-view is when, Rob?
December 30th.
In 4 weeks.
December 30th?
Yep. Yeah, World's End.
It's not a bar. I probably will not have caught up by that time. With them putting out pay-per-views now. Son of a bitch, it's looked only 4 years. It's easy. We will see when I get caught up. You know what? If you would like, we could always make it a four-person panel. We'll see how everything rolls out. I hear it's only good things, mainly from Rock, not so much from this other Yahoo about your participation in it. So, I like what you're doing. If you want to continue doing it, we can definitely work it.
Your Honor, I would like the record to reflect that if he was abreast of the situation with All Elite Wrestling, that they are trying to move to a 12 pay-per-view schedule.
Yeah, I don't like a 12 pay-per-view schedule. That's one of the things I liked about them beforehand. They didn't have too many. I will say, this year, in the fall, they had too many. So
I would agree with the counselor. I would agree with the counselor on that one. There's way too many. Anyway.
And then Wrestle Dreams, too much.
Too much. I would agree. Anywho, with all that, the questions have been asked. Charges have been laid out on the table. There's now only one thing to do, is to decide the fate of the Lone Jobber. was waiting for him to do it. So he, right there, he's not holding up to his.
No, you've been doing the gimmick all night long, so I've been allowing you to continue.
I have not been doing the gimmick.
Rock was doing it as well.
Brent's been doing it.
You said it when it first began.
But it's
you said it when it first began.
You are Mr. Gimmick, so it should be your gimmick.
I've been allowing people to do the gimmick because people enjoy doing the gimmick.
Here, anyway.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
With that said, it is not up to me to fully decide the fate of Lone Jobber. It's up to you people. So,
what do you mean, people?
The people in the jury that's been listening, the people listening all around the world.
Constituency of CB Radio.
You people get to decide his fate. Because starting right now, if you go to impeachment.cbradiolive.com, you can vote whether he should be impeached or not be impeached. The choice is up to you. And next week on the show, we will read off the results. And it'll be you people who decide his fate. Once again, that's impeachment.cbradiolive.com. You can vote.
Oh, there's already a vote.
How about that? We will talk about if he's impeached. We will talk about that next week. We will make you abreast of the situation and who would replace him as president. That'll be next week. This court is no longer in session. We have run out of time. So that will do it for the 16-year episode of CB Radio.
Oh, God.
Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rock is live at 10 p.m. Eastern this Thursday night. We will be back next Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern for another edition of CB Radio. The fate of the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber will be decided on that night. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
It's at King Kins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson, at CB Radio GOE. Final thoughts, sup?
I think it's a screw-in. He's out of here. Nothing to worry about. As long as there's no, voting shenanigans, we're all going to be all right.
Final thought from the intern.
I think we have made our case. I'm very comfortable with our decisions. I leave it to you, the people, to make the right choice. Hashtag no days off for real. And, yeah.
There you go. Final thoughts from the Godfather.
Which shot? Oh, sorry.
In years, you to go a little bit longer, but I guess that's all right. Hey, look, folks, we're old enough to get a driver's license and purchase a $200 beater. Finally, get on the road podcast.
There you go. Final
thoughts. Had fun. They say.
There you go. Final thoughts from the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber, come on, Rock. I know you want to say the gimmick.
I said it.
Which, I say, okay, I didn't hear it. Everyone likes saying the gimmick. Which shot, I say, again, which shot. It was only brought up some of the skill possibilities that was, according to my theory, without bringing up these positives that I have brought to this, such as doing what little bit of help I could when we were having some technical difficulties on one of our websites. I hope that got fixed, Rock. I get like people emailing me about how the site's going to go down. I pay way too much money for that shit. But yes, yeah, this was a witch hunt. Don't give in to them. Not guilty. No impeachment. Not a crook. But Lone Jobber, goddamn, 16 years. My fucking. This is what we did. There was some sub. But no ace, no will, no Tim. and a depression.
Oh. Maybe next time. But this has been the impeachment trial.
Maybe next time.
This has been the impeachment trial of the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber, as a part of the 16-year episode of CB Radio Live. We'll see you next Saturday night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Along there was on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.